I'm hitting record. We'll just start from here.
Get into it.
I'm into it. I like the extra, the bonus content.
Bonus content. I fucking sweep around Gabe's fat ass.
I got a skinny ass, frankly.
Frankly, my ass hurts when I sit on something.
It does. It's bony. I feel like I'm stabbing myself in the ass when I... Oh, yeah. We want to do texting corner. I don't know if I have any good read aloud texts.
Come on.
I did have that person tell me I'm wet.
Okay, well, we can get into that. For those listening, I'm sweeping around Gabe and his plugs. All right, we're almost there. Okay, so now I got a cool chair. That was the dustpan going down
a flight of stairs.
How about now?
It's still not very loud.
So you're telling me I have to go like this the whole time?
I'm telling you, I think you should go handheld. That's what I said last time. Yeah, take it out. I'll show you my method for handheld. So for me, I'm just like, put it on the chin. You don't have to think about it. You just put it on the chin.
For real?
Yeah. This is what I do when I do stand-up.
Is this too close?
No. I mean, I might turn you down a little bit.
Yeah, am I too hashtag close?
Let's turn us down just
okay,
a little
bit. Okay, wait. I actually like having it in my hand.
I knew you would. The last week, I will say, Jay was like, I feel like with it in my hand, I'd be too powerful. And so we're about to witness what that too powerful is. Welcome back, Jay. I'm so happy to be with you in the back room again.
Live from the back room with some minor changes. The Squishmallow... was firmly planted in the floral chair and now has made it into the hammock.
Honestly, it's good because Nigel's not using that little hammock.
No, he's not using it at all. And in fact, now it's like kind of out of my line of sight.
I literally can't see it right now, and that's great for me because I don't like those things. Too much squish, not enough mellow.
It's funny because you have everything like personality-wise lined up to be a Squishmallow girly, but just like something isn't...
Well. I think the main difference between me and a Squishmallow girly is I don't like when something feels nice. Like, true. All of my clothes are scratchy. All of my blankets are, like, itchy. I go for a coarse fabric. And so whenever I have something soft, like, literally, like, I don't know. You have that blanket that's, like, extra super soft.
Yeah.
And, like, Nigel loves it. You love it. But me, I'm like, this feels like plastic. Like, I'm like, this, I don't think I'm allowed to be this comfortable.
Yeah, because you've got like creepy grandma knitting holes, lots of holes in the blanket.
I have holes in my blankets.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's more for the Jewish wedding thing.
True.
Gotta cut the hole in the sheet. That's not true, just so everyone knows.
I was going to say.
That's not a true thing about anyone.
It's a weird rumor.
It's a fucking crazy rumor. Someone must have done it at one point.
Do you think there was like a circle of like Christians and they were like,
what can
listen,
we say?
I feel like the world isn't. Like, you know, that critical of the Jews.
They're not critical enough of the Jews.
What can we throw in the hat that makes people feel a little uneasy around Jews?
Look, nobody believes the blood libel anymore.
The
putting blood in the matzah. Putting baby blood. Christian baby blood in the matzah. Unbaptized babies. Anyway, it's not true. I mean, Jews are obviously responsible for some terrible
but
things.
But they do put the foreskin in the mouth, right?
They do at some
point. Okay. Sorry.
There are the
I
Jews.
Couldn't hold it together
there,
anymore.
There was that one moil. The during circumcisions would put his mouth on the member, and that's not
the
we don't approve of that. He gave them herpes. He gave the babies herpes.
Scary.
Look at Google it.
How's the height on that sound?
Honestly, that was fine. That was better than you talking normally.
Good amplitude.
Yeah, it's a good volume.
All right, sweet. Well, where do we want to start off? Do we want to start off with the hate crime of the day?
I want to talk about the hate crime. Was the text about the hate crime?
Yeah, but I think that the text might have been positive.
Here's what happened.
If we're going to be toxic, maybe we got to read another text. But anyway, here's what I'm going to say. We are going to be doing a segment today called Toxic Text of the Week. I want you to know that I'm going to read two texts today. That's not the toxic one. There we go. Let's hear it.
But you're going to read two texts. There's a toxic one and then there's this other one.
Yeah, because I want to break down the turtle situation, which involves me reading a text. But I don't want anyone to feel as though...
I want to read Jay's toxic text about this. This is not the toxic text. TM,
that's what I'm
TM.
Saying.
This is different.
This is just a text.
But here's something that Jay said in the group chat with all of our housemates this morning.
And housemates, I mean, you know, it's Gabe and I on the top, two boys in the middle, and then someone on the basement.
Someone. A mystery figure that I've never met. But basically, you know, we're not friends.
Mm-mm.
Like, we don't know these people. Long story short, Jay has a turtle enclosure in the backyard. And this is what this is the text I get from Jay while I'm out at brunch this morning. Insane that I need to say this, but do not put anything in my turtle's enclosure outside. Even turtle food. Dot, 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 dot. Really not chill. Which, I appreciate it. It put enough punctuation into it.
Thank you.
It let me know that this was really not chill.
I was trying to communicate, like, wait, did I use the word please in there or no?
There's no please.
Okay. Well, at some point the draft was like, you know, please
don't.
I don't
think you should say please.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I had an ellipses. That's why I said the word chill. I tried to get onto a bro's level.
Yeah,
I
try to speak to the bro.
Vernacular, not chill.
Yeah.
If I would say not okay, you know, who knows? Not chill. They, might
think
they can understand that.
They might think you're trying to cancel them if you say not okay.
Sure.
Little physical comedy for the podcast. Yeah, I mean.
Any whomst.
You know.
Turtle is ill, okay?
Someone just put like a bunch of turtle food in there.
Literally?
They took the turtle food and they just like emptied half the bottle. And a turtle doesn't know when to stop eating. It's like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like me. Like, I'll just keep eating.
Here's the science behind it, okay?
The food's in front of me.
Here's the science behind it. Turtles can eat as much vegetation as they want. In the wild, they be doing that. Every time they see something green, they fucking eat it. They go hard on it. And so they are pretty set up to, like, be consistently eating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that frequent that they are, like, catching a fish or eating protein. So you supplement their vegetable-based diet with... Literally, I'm not even kidding you. He probably eats 30 pellets a week, max.
Wow.
He ate a cup. He ate so much that there was still
food.
And
a pellet is not like a half a cup.
No.
the pellets are small.
He eats a basically tablespoon amount a week.
A little bit.
Okay. My man's was on fucking dumped cup o'clock.
Dumped cuck o'clock. I've been on dumped cuck o'clock for sure.
This is not a laughing matter. He's ill. Okay? He's slumped. His stinky little body is slumped over a rock, eyes closed, basking right now.
Like, yeah, he's recovering. He's got a food baby.
Dare I say, you know, I googled some things this morning, okay?
Will my turtle die from eating?
Did my turtle eat too much in one sitting? What will happen if my turtle eats too much in one sitting? Did I feed my turtle?
What's funny is that under normal circumstances with like a normal turtle problem, Jay is so quick to jump on the subreddit and post about it.
Mm.
But this, you must have been so ashamed that this happened,
yeah.
And so worried that they would judge you on the Red Eared Slider r/Red Eared Slider.
It's actually r/res.
Oh, they got the abbreviation for the Red Eared Slider. That's the type of turtle to fill you in. I mean, I don't know who would be listening to this podcast that doesn't know that a Red Eared Slider is a turtle.
Did you know what that was?
No,
before
I had no idea.
Okay.
I had no idea. I'm I don't know species names.
Species SPP dot species abbreviation.
I don't know that abbreviation either.
He doesn't even know how to abbreviate.
r/res.
I mean, it's a fucking crazy, it's a crazy forum.
It's a great, I mean, like, you know, you have to, sometimes you have to talk to other people who know what it's like to have a Red Eared Slider because they have specific needs.
Well, I will say I did kind of manipulate the community in some ways. I posted once on r/es.
Oh, just once.
I've posted three times to Reddit ever, okay? One was when I got my belly button pierced. By a man who was actively on the phone with a vending machine company.
Yeah.
Who did not pierce through the fucking navel. He pierced
bad job.
On top of it, okay?
Yeah.
The exit hole was my stomach.
Was
the entry hole was my stomach. It was surface piercing. Yeah.
It's a surface piercing.
It was a trendy dermal, okay?
It was a really trendy dermal that you didn't want to get.
I posted on Reddit.
Because it looked bad.
Well, it didn't even look that bad because people are so fucking stupid that I was actually really sure that no one would have realized it didn't go through my belly button.
I mean, yeah, for the most part, people aren't going to be looking that close at your belly.
Because I was showing it to
especially
people.
Especially the kind of people you date.
True. Such idiots. I was doing a litmus test and I would show them the belly button. I would show people belly button piercing and I'd say, does it look weird to you? And they'd be like, no. Right? Because it wasn't infected.
Right.
But then when I say, do you realize that it doesn't go through the navel? They'd be like, oh, shit, that's messed up. Which is psychologically kind of interesting. So what I did is I post on Reddit and I said, picture of my belly button. And I said, is this funny enough to keep it? That was the...
Oh, that's the caption. Just letting them try to... Because then you suss out what do they think is funny about this.
Mm-hmm. But this isn't even the manipulative post.
I know, but I'm just... Okay. I think it's interesting. First of all, I think that's honestly pretty good clickbait. Like, I think you did a good job.
Thank you.
Of like, you know, plus, you know, showing some skin. So anyone's going to click on that.
Yeah, no, I mean, because the truth was, as a story goes, kind of entertaining.
I think it's entertaining.
The man who was piercing me on the phone with the vending machine company... Was not even on hold with the vending machine company.
No, he was
He's
talking.
Actively
he had something to say. They were solving some sort of dispute, as far as I remember.
There was a dispute with Ruffles. If I remember
the
correctly.
Ruffles weren't coming. He was like, you stopped stalking the salt and vinegar Ruffles, and no, sorry. They don't do that. They
I
do
was going to say.
They do sour cream
my
and
mouth
chives.
Fucking wide open with that one.
I'm sorry. I meant cream cheese and chives.
cream cheese and chives.
Is it sour cream and
you
chives?
You don't have to be nervous, okay? It's just us back here.
I don't know anything about chips. I only eat Takis and salt and vinegar chips. I literally won't buy other chips.
Oh, God.
That it's pretzels for me, besides that.
True. And he does not stray, folks. But yeah, okay. That was one post. The second post doesn't matter. The third post was the RES post. Knowing how the folks would respond. I said, so happy with my setup. I think my Ritter sliders really, really got something going with this one. Picture of enclosure, okay?
Yeah, it's a pretty big tank you got.
And I'll tell you why I did this. I knew that the community would tell me my tank's too small. And I was, at the time, saying to everyone, I want to get a bigger tank. And everyone was like, that tank's already so big.
I thought it was big. That's I think it's saying. Is it the same tank you got now?
That's that tank. And I used it as screenshot material to send to specifically and try to get him to buy you a bigger tank.
But I will say, you know, I appreciate that people are trying to give their animals enriching enclosures so they don't feel as imprisoned as they actually are.
True.
But when I see someone with like one of those like enormous hamster enclosures with the burrowing zone underneath and everything, I'm like, you know, you could just let it outside.
True.
Like you could just let it go. But you need it in your house so badly that you're like you're giving up half of your house, half of your office to the smelliest thing you could think of. Thankfully, Lux the turtle does not smell.
True.
He does not smell particularly badly. He does shed in weird flakes of skin that you insist on showing me. But other than
I only
that,
show you when the I'm pretty sure it's called a shoot. Like in shoots.
I've only ever seen it in Minecraft. I know they have those.
I just show it to you when it's impressive. Great.
I still don't want
to
see
it. You're just pissed.
I'm not impressed.
That no one's built you an enrichment enclosure. And what? To be frank, I'm pissed too. That no one's built me one.
Yeah, you do deserve one. I think you need a rope swing.
Like literally, no one's ever built me anything.
That's not true. Because built you that divider for your truck.
Oh, God.
And you hated it because he put in a handle thinking it would help you get it in and out of the truck.
No, he just wanted to put a handle in to get it in the truck, him holding it. He sacrificed the entire design, the integrity of the design, for that one moment where he didn't know how to lift it into the truck. That's why I'm annoyed.
Yeah,
I'm also an ungrateful cunt.
Cut this.
Yeah, cut. but what else can we say? You know,
one thing I'm going to bring it up just because I was worried that you would, and now I feel like it's important to talk about, but can we talk about what you caught me doing yesterday.
What? What did I catch you doing?
You caught me playing Marvel Snap.
Oh, shit.
I've been off it.
It is really like, it's like watching a relapse happen.
Literally.
In slow motion wall, you know. I don't know.
So this is a game. It's a card game for your phone and your computer, and it's... man, it's got those microtransactions. I have played some since I supposedly quit.
It's the first time I quit.
Since I supposedly
what
quit.
What, I gotta get you a keychain?
But at least I haven't spent any money since then, because back then I really was like literally spending $10 a month at least.
My mouth's agape.
Yeah, it should be.
This isn't physical comedy. This is real.
It's not good. It's not good to spend money on a game like that. I mean, meanwhile, you're what, playing Cat Cafe?
No.
And your zoo game.
No. No, don't bring her into
don't
this.
Don't talk about the Cat Cafe.
First of all, I played Cat Cafe to completion.
And it's not even what's
two
it
years
called?
Ago.
The Neko Atsume.
Eh?
Neko Atsume is the actually popular Cat Cafe game, but you're playing a different one.
Wait, how do you know I'm playing Cat Cafe?
I know what you're doing. I stalk you.
What was I even playing Cat Cafe on?
You were playing it on my Switch for a while.
Oh, see? That's why I'm not playing it anymore, because I'm playing on my Switch.
Yeah,
it's
now you're playing your zoo game.
Let's build a zoo. And it's funny because the other night I told, you know, it's impossible for me to be part of this and not talk about in a compromised way.
Yeah, we should. Okay, here's what I think. I think as we go forward in the podcast, we could figure out a way that like whenever we say a particular person's name, we bleep it with the same sound effect.
Oh, sweet.
So
that's
every time
really
we say
good.
It's like, right?
Yeah, wait. Well, we should let him pick a sound. That's actually something.
That's a good idea.
That's something that I really respect about Mary Carr. She wrote a book, autobiography,
memoir. Let people
memoir.
Pick their own pseudonyms?
Yeah, she did. She's like, I'm about to talk mad shit about you in this book about my childhood abuse. What do you want your name to be? Just hit me.
What did they choose?
I don't know. Well, the book name's in the book. I don't know. Roger?
What name would you pick
Jean?
If I was talking shit about you?
Well, I love the name Declan for me.
You are kind of a Declan.
No, the worst version of myself, but in a masculine direction, is Declan. The worst version of myself in a feminine direction is Rochelle.
Yeah, when you put on a wig, you turn into Rochelle. And it's like, honestly, a gruesome transformation. change.
So easy.
I mean, like, you're under normal circumstances kind of mean. And when you put that thing on, it's like, all of a sudden, I don't feel safe around you.
No, Rochelle will tear a bitch to shreds.
Rochelle?
Specifically on a yacht.
I don't know.
With a lot of cleavage out.
Yeah, seriously. Although not as much anymore.
True.
Rochelle's been damaged by that. Rochelle's mad at you for doing that.
Rochelle took it back a few sizes. Five sizes. Wait, okay, yeah. So, yeah. Let's ask our fellow, folks around us likely shit talk.
Well, I don't want to change their names. I just want to replace their names.
Yeah, with a sound.
With a sound effect.
We'll be like, hey, can you send me a few sounds that you like, that you relate to? That's a really good idea.
Be like, rawr. My boyfriend, rawr.
Yeah. That's so funny. That's so good. That's such a good idea, Gabe.
Thank you. I love that. I feel like if I was listening to a podcast that did that, I'd actually get annoyed with it. But I think that if I'm doing it, it's really fucking funny.
But there should be one person who we really hate who we actually just refer to as by their name.
Why?
We'd be like... I don't know. That would be funny.
I'm going to bleep that.
Zelda Sklan.
That's my grandma. Leave her out of this. Leave Zelda out of this.
Well, I was talking... What was I saying about...
I mean, first we were talking about video games.
I remember. Okay, well, it's relevant to the video games thing.
Go ahead.
And tell me if I'm being Jeff Garland.
You're talking over me a lot right now.
I know. I'm sorry.
I feel like you're a really bad feminist.
That's true. Undeniably true.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
But after this one, I'm going to let Gabe at the mic.
I don't have anything to say.
And that's what I'm saying. Well, I'm doing you a favor.
I love it.
Okay, back to the bit. I was telling that I had made pancakes for dinner the night before. And then he said to me, were you hanging out with last night? Just like that.
That's dramatic.
And I dramatic. Said,
dramatic.
Huh, well, I'll have you know that. No. I made the pancakes for myself, and I stayed home playing Let's Build a Zoo all night long. So, fuck you. I had the best night of my fucking life.
That is, I will say, the one thing that is missing from that story is that you said,
I made pancakes because you taught me how. That is okay. Fuck you. You taught me how to make pancakes, and I'm so happy
when
you make me pancakes. True. He does great with pancakes.
The boy can pan a cake.
He does. He even made me a Mickey Mouse pancake once. Do you know what that is?
I think it's like three circles. That are like
two coin pancakes with one big pancake. And then he fucking committed an OCD hate crime and put chocolate chip eyeballs in a smile. And then I had to turn it over face down on the plate and fucking think about like anything else for 3 minutes while I ate it.
Oh, because Jay doesn't like things with faces on it, which is ironic because I'm literally covered in smiley faces.
It is.
In tattoo form. And I own lots of objects with faces on them. I love the motif. And Jay seriously gets so disturbed by it that they can't throw out a napkin that has a smiley face on it.
No, true. Oh, absolutely not. I did. I have a confession. The other day, my coworker was here. And she's only been in the house once. And
oh,
I
no.
did say,
oh, no.
I need you to look at Gabe's room versus mine. And I did briefly take her into your room just to get a vibe check.
I'm not okay with this, but go on.
We didn't poke around. She just stuck her head in.
That's bad enough. I didn't clean up.
Well, it wasn't to say that it was messy because my room was
messy,
equally
though.
Messy. It was the aesthetic. I was trying to point to the aesthetic, okay? Because Gabe's room is like a 8-year-old... who, is left alone with the babysitter and has too many toys because to fill the absence of, what love from your parents
felt like. You think I have no love?
I'm just saying,
Look, aptly is aptly described as an I Spy book.
True, but that person's canceled, so we got to find a new comparison.
But nothing else looks like that. No, because it doesn't look like a bunch of little people getting
in fights.
It's like,
where's Waldo? Everything is like a toy store except there's one condom sitting on the bedside.
Can you find it?
Gabe looking for a condom like mid-sex is like watching like a cartoon character go through a bag where they're like throwing out like Elmo, a slinky.
scarves.
Yeah. A freaking
balloon
fuzzy
animal.
Dice. Fuzzy balloon animal. a banana peel. And to
and
top it all off.
And a singing fish.
And a fish who hits all the notes. Like, I'm thinking of a freaking anchor. An anchor.
Yeah, you
why
pull
is
out
the anchor,
anchor
always like, coming
and then
out?
You hear it going, bang.
Yeah. Like
when you throw it off to the side, it makes it.
And
then you
the
hear
end,
the cat go, like,
yeah. You hear the, you hit the, throw the anchor, hear the cat scream, and then the end, one ribbed Magnum condom.
And then I make balloon animals.
And then wait, and then you look back, and then like you see like the cartoon effect of a person who just scrammed.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's like just, it's just like the dust in the
yeah,
shape of them,
yeah.
Or better yet, actually, what's a more accurate way of putting it is they're laying there honk shoeing. They're sleeping.
True.
They're
true.
Sawing wood. They're sleeping so hard because
sawing wood.
You ever heard of, that's where the Z's come from?
What do you mean?
It was like z, z, z. You know.
For real?
Yeah, I think so. I'm making it up. I think I saw
that's
that.
Why
in
it
a,
makes no sense.
I think I saw that in a book once. I read a. Every book I read is about cartoons.
It's interesting because I just subscribed to something that I think is really cool, and I did spend $50 on a month.
Ew.
Which is crazy for me.
Yeah.
But also crazy in general. To a good cause, to a small press company with 3 poetry books a month. And I said to Gabe, hey, I got this cool thing I think you'd like if you want to read it. And Gabe said, no, thanks.
Yeah, I said, no, I don't. I wouldn't spend $3 on that.
But I
month.
Didn't tell you how much I spent on it at that time.
I know.
And it's something that I thought you'd like.
And I said,
I bought it for
look,
you.
After that, I said, I'll read the pics. I'll read the, you know, because I don't want to spend my time reading bad poetry.
I'm in a dog ear for my man.
I would be happy if you wanted to read every poem to me, that would be great. I love being read aloud to.
I don't know how to read poetry. I don't know how to read my poetry out loud. I don't know how to read other people's poetry out loud. How do you know how to read poetry out loud?
I don't know. When I was younger, I wrote a lot of poetry, and it was like, I was sort of like, that's sort of the thing that I was lauded for in school. And I would be asked to read at, like, school events or whatever. Yeah. I read at my graduation, you know.
You were like, I love fish.
Like
fish are cool. Thanks for listening.
We can bring out some of my, we can bring out some of my old poetry one of these episodes. Because I do think it is bad boy behavior. But I think, like, it was something where I was like, damn, these poems are so mid that I have to put my whole ass into this performance.
What does it look like to put your whole ass into it?
It's like you fart in between stanzas. No. I mean, I don't know.
It's a haiku of farts.
Like, okay, so I had this one poem that I think, like, it popped off. People liked it. That was, like, about my grandma having Alzheimer's. And so, like, it's just about, like, reading it in a way that even though the lines are, like, stupid and not well
reading
written.
It, reading it like you're reading it like you have Alzheimer's?
Reading it like I'm about to forget the whole poem.
Oh,
reading
that's
it like
cool.
Reading it like I'm crying, you know, reading it, you know, putting yourself on the edge of emotion. It's like manipulating your audience into caring about you.
True.
I mean, I think there's other keys to like a good performance. For example, I don't like when people give too much context to the poem.
And they're like, this poem was about my friend who I saw fall off a swing.
Especially poetry. It's like, I once heard poetry described, okay, this is not bad behavior that we're talking about, but I once heard poetry described as like the something that you couldn't say any other way. Because if you said it another way, it'd be a different poem. You're expressing a very specific idea. Mm. And so why would you tell me what I'm supposed to think before you even start it?
Maybe, though, it's just because poetry sometimes make a no sense.
Sometimes it make a no sense. That's true. I will say, I've heard people reading bad poems, but I just think that I want to hear the good stuff. I want to hear the good poetry.
Well, I will be dog-earing.
Dog-ear it for me. You've done it for me before, and I sometimes read those. I usually don't.
Dog-ear selects. It's called J Selects.
Dog ear edition. That's so stupid.
It's so sad though when you give someone like a 20-page book and you dog ear 3 of them and they don't read it.
It is a little
speaking
sad.
To every single person I've ever had sex with.
Yeah. I mean,
this is for you.
When you have
just
sex with someone, why do you think they're gonna care about what you think?
But I would say, just to close it out, I would never give someone poetry until I've known them for like a fucking year. It's such a red flag. You meet someone twice, you're like, here's this poetry book I think you'd like. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know my thoughts.
I don't want to know. I don't want anyone to know that I read poetry until a year in.
Oh, you just don't want them to know. You think it's a red flag for you to give someone poetry.
Oh yeah, okay. And I'm not. And it's too early for me to find out they're not going to fucking read it. Just throw it to their bedside.
Well, wouldn't it be good, better to know sooner? Like you know, you want someone who like will. I feel like if you give something. He will read it because he is a little lapdog who will do everything you say.
Well, can we talk about the title I gave him last week?
What did you call him?
I gave him the title. It was Adults Healing from Childhood Abuse. And I said, you want to learn a little thing about me?
Oh,
check this out.
You gave him that book?
He looked at the book for maybe 30 seconds, skimming it, and you put it away. And I said, how dare you skim my fucking trauma? You're going to take that home, read it front to back.
Right.
Let's talk
there,
about
what
later.
What was fun is there was a chapter that was like partners of...
Yeah, he went right to the part about him.
Yeah, the partners of... And he was like reading it. He was like, I think I'm this one. He was like tagging himself.
He was like doing a BuzzFeed quiz.
Seriously.
Out of my trauma.
Why would I care about anything that doesn't have something to do with me? I honestly sometimes do feel that way.
That's healthy. Sorry, I'm putting the mic down every time I itch. I'm itching right now.
You should
now.
Itch it with the microphone. Ew.
Contact. Contact.
I can hear that. I mean, honestly, you have dry skin. You gotta.
It's not the dry skin. It's poison ivy, mate. It's even
I
worse.
Can hear that so loud.
I know. That's so gross.
That's so gross. And it's just, it's really shockingly loud. I'm really shocked by that. Do you want to share your little toxic text? I want to hear it.
All right. Well, maybe you could entertain our guests. While I find the perfect one.
I don't know
one.
What to say. I mean, I don't know what you're bringing up. So it could be you talking to anyone because you're literally so toxic all the time. I wish I had a good toxic text exchange this week. I told you about that little one, but it's not so much that.
What about the milk?
The milk?
We said something about milk. The milking or something. You wanted to share that.
Milking? No, I said someone said they were wet. Nobody said they were milking.
I did try to reason with a robot, with an AI Apple Care support person earlier this week.
You thought it was a person?
No, I knew it wasn't, but I still was like, I'm going to try to...
Emotionally manipulate the Apple Care?
I did, but we're not going to get into that one, but...
Do you ever think that a robot could be your friend?
Yeah, I've seen her.
I can't believe that's in the news again. It's so crazy.
What's in the news again?
Well, because Scarlett Johansson is suing OpenAI because the voice that they... Because they, first of all, reached out to her to do the voice, and she was like, no. And then now the voice came out, and it sounds a lot like... her. And so she thinks that they used her voice to train the model.
From her?
Yeah, she was the voice from her. She was the little
good call casting, getting a voice actor to be AI who also is very sexy.
Yeah.
They could have that was their chance to get a Feia bitch.
Feia?
Ugly.
What does Feia mean?
Puto Feia, ugly bitch.
Oh, okay.
In Spanish?
I don't speak that. I've never called anyone that. I've never called anyone ugly.
I think I've heard you say uggo.
I have said uggo. That's different. I thought that meant they wear bad shoes.
We were in the store the other day and I heard Gabe refer to a pregnant woman as uggo. So I don't know what's going on right now.
Oh, I meant Prego. I meant Prego.
I meant the sauce. I was pointing at the display.
I meant the waffles.
There's a lot of Pregos in this world.
You know, I don't call anyone ugly, but I do call people butterface.
That's fair, though. That's fucking fair. You know, because you are, you can always compliment sandwich / compliment insult someone. And butterface is exactly that.
I thought you were about to say that I was a butterface, which I would accept.
I would say you're the opposite of a butterface.
All face.
Hot face. Fucking uggo ass body.
I think a lot of my body does look like beef jerky.
What? I wasn't even talking about the body. I was talking about what you've done to it.
You think my tattoos are that sick?
I'm just kidding.
I mean, fair enough. I mean, I do think that. I honestly, I'm sort of not excited, but I think that it would be okay if I ended up, you know, in a situation where I was like forcibly nude,
mm-hmm.
like a prison, for example.
Oh, no, it would not go well for you.
Because I feel like people would see me and they'd be like, oh, that guy's insane.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But, like, nobody fucks with the people who are insane. And I can like, be quiet and crazy for, like, however long my sentence is. Like, I feel
it's
like...
the quiet crazies.
Yeah, people watch out for them.
I mean, listen, I don't think that this is a toxic... I don't think I was toxic during this text. But run it back to
what we
were talking about earlier. How, like, the other night I was at a bar and it was only... In that bar, being under the influence of 4 tequila sodas and a single Paloma.
I want to be clear. That's a normal amount for Jay.
That was 8 p.m. I'm not even fucking kidding. That was actually the second bar out of 5 bars that I visited that night.
I mean, I knew you were an alcoholic.
You're not an alcoholic if you...
drink a lot.
Aren't that turnt after drinking 4. You know,
I think you might be actually.
Yeah, you're probably right, but
because it means you keep drinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you keep spending money.
Oh yeah, no, I'm definitely like, I'm so drunk right now. What if I was a little drunker? And then it's like 2 seconds later, I'm like ordering the tequila soda.
Yeah,
like that is how I kind of feel. It's like edging. It's like orgasm. It's like orgasm edging, but for being alcoholic.
I do want to tell. I want to tell you a secret.
Oh no.
Okay, here's the secret.
You contacted AA.
No, but it is about you, and it's not about. Okay, here's the thing. Jay likes to drink.
I'm so scared.
Jay likes to drink. I'm putting my phone down. And sometimes Jay will do this thing where they'll be like, let's all get another round of shots before we leave the bar. And a friend of mine has attested that they'll go get the shots and bring themselves water while bringing you a drink because you need someone to drink with.
Wait, like in the shot glass? Like
no, you get you get your shot. You're not, nobody's denying you alcohol.
Wait, but like, do they ask for a shot glass?
They say, yeah, can you give me my shot of water?
Oh, I didn't know I was friends with a pussy.
It's like, seriously, it's like someone who like can't drink anymore. Like they can't drink anymore, but they want, but they know that you,
but I love them. I don't know who that is, but I'm so happy for them.
Yeah. They want to make you happy. That's what's really sweet about it.
Aww.
Is that they want, what the fuck is that?
It's for my laundry. Wait, okay. Kind of precious, because let's break that down for a second. They have a problem saying no. Yes. I can relate to that.
They have a problem saying no. And also they want you to get your jollies.
Honestly, whoever they are, give them permission to also give me water.
Because you don't want to drink either.
Probably why it's are you best for me.
Do you think
if
you'd know?
Getting a shot while exiting, I probably don't need the shot.
Okay.
I don't know. I think someone should try it.
I'm curious what would happen.
I would not get mad at them. I think someone should try it.
Okay.
The other day, what was wild, I mean, I don't think that the one who did that, but when we were at Parsons, straight up.
Parsons Chicken and Fish. Shout out.
Parsons Chicken and Fish.
Hush Puppy.
Shout
it. Fried shrimp. Eat it.
Shout out to that sick deal. The $35 platter.
Yeah, shout out to the part. To the platter. We were eating that platter. Platter? I hardly know her. I'm sorry. That joke has lost all meaning. Cut it. That joke has lost all meaning. The hardly know her. It doesn't mean anything anymore. It used to mean something. Sorry.
Go ahead. I did say, I was like, can you order me a shot? I was like, oh, we should order two shots of tequila. And then when the two shots came, handed them both to me.
Seriously.
That and I was happened. Like, whoa. I was like, what is going on? And then he did take it.
Yeah, he did take it. You did get him to take it. I just don't know why he ordered it.
It was really interesting. Okay, so anyway, that's a different... That's so fucking funny.
That's true.
My old therapist is listening. You tell us.
You tell us. Call in. I wish this was a call-in show. I want to give people advice.
How can we be a call-in show?
We'd have to be live broadcast.
We could start accepting
suggestions.
I don't know. How would that work?
We could take letters.
Oh, my God. Mail-ins?
I would
only crazy bitch who would do it is...
Look, people need advice out there. I would make stuff up. I would pretend that we were getting emails. I would make fake emails to send us emails. Okay. Cut that. I don't want anyone to know I'm making fake emails. Okay. You want to read the text or no?
Well, I don't know. I feel outdone by that one.
Come on.
I feel outdone. Well, I mean, I was saying that I was under the influence of the four tequila sodas and the one Paloma.
One Paloma.
When I had this revelation.
Revelation.
That two people that I had been texting for a few months actually had never responded to any of those texts. I was like, now that I think about it, I was not provoked by any of it.
Right.
I just was like, huh.
Huh.
I seem to maybe have sent a few consecutive texts that were not responded to.
Yep.
Two different people.
Two different people who happen to be friends with each other and with someone who you're not talking to anymore.
Yeah. And
so they might have a reason not to text you back.
The thing that I did that I think, you know, maybe considered emotionally immature, stuck in my childhood, was I did send the text that said, have I been canceled, with the emoji of the person crossing their arms.
A little
Yeah.
But I don't think that's emotionally immature. I think that's a very mature thing to do. I think it's a joke.
Flare. It's a flare.
You did it in a jokey way. You could have been like, do we have a problem? Which would have been like the toxic way to do it. Or you could have been like, hey, I'm feeling kind of ignored. I want to know, are we on good terms? You could have equivocated. But that's not Jay's style. That's not Jay's style. Mm-mm. That's not how Jay's going to get through it. Jay's going to be like, I'm canceled.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah. Just cancel me already.
Look.
Yeah.
I just want to know. Did I fuck up?
Yeah.
I just want to know. Can we still hang out?
I mean, listen, I know I've been doing a lot of emotional processing during this event, but you know, I mean, I did have like a conversation in my room with a closed door last week, straight up. You were in the living room. I closed the door to confront.
Oh, I thought you were having sex.
No. Sometimes I just be confronting.
To confront Armani, the cat?
Which now I can say because I know we're going to make a sound effect. Yeah.
Yeah, we got and for your voice.
Who's that? That's Nigel.
Yeah. We're censoring Nigel's name.
Nigel. If we censor Nigel, it might seem like we have a third bestie.
I really wish we had a friend.
I know. Shit. But no, I don't know. I just want to give myself a personal pat on the back because I was talking about something really serious and sincere. but I was being so goddamn funny about it.
That's great.
And I don't have an exact example, but I was like, you know what I know? You know what I mean, bro?
You know what I mean? You hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings, okay?
I don't fucking say it. And the other person was just like, I'm with you. But I would say at no point, at least in my perception of the event, were things tense at all, which is a fucking, you know,
that's great
star.
For you, because for you, it's like tense is like, it's like very quick on the hair trigger.
True. I mean, Gabe literally fought my fucking battle today. He went downstairs, knocked
on
the door.
Oh, I talked to whoever fucked up that turtle. I went down there, took no credit. And I don't know. Look, they had some guests over. Could have been a guest when they weren't looking, but they were like, I have no idea what happened, man. They're like, I don't even know what could have happened. I never would have done a thing like that. And I'm like, it happened on your watch.
True.
Watch it.
True.
I just like, you know, you don't have to take full credit. Take a little credit.
Hey, buddy. Take a little credit, buddy.
Look, I didn't do it. Jay didn't do it.
Starting to sound like Gabe might have done it.
He was hungry.
He was.
he looked hungry. He was skin and bones. He needed
it. Well, now he's slumped over a fucking piece of driftwood, eyes closed.
If he could vomit, he would.
Dude, I actually think he could vomit.
I don't think he can. I don't think he has the muscles for it.
I saw something come out. I'm not fucking kidding.
I saw your turtle spit up.
I saw him regurgitate water.
The poor thing.
And I'm saying he's sick. He's ill. Not like ill cool. Ill.
Not like ill the way the kids say it. These yeah. It's bad. Bad, but not bad the way the kids mean it. He's psycho, but not psycho the way the kids mean it these days.
True.
Oh man.
What are we at duration wise?
We're at 42 minutes. We could call it any time.
Well, do we feel like this is going to be our release?
I feel
because
like
now we got the left and right handled.
Yeah.
We've got bleeping.
We're going to have to bleep this. There's going to be some cuts from this. We could put in some segments from last week to give context to some of the stuff we're saying for this week.
Yeah, some like, well, it will be, I guess it'll kind of sound good because the audio is worse from last week, but it'll sound like we put an effect on it because it's like old.
Yeah, when we,
you know, like a.
It's going to sound essentially the same as this, but a little different.
A little worse,
but you'll be able to hear Jay speaking at all.
I went handheld the week we went handheld. We went live.
Look, you really didn't want to go handheld, but I think it's working for you.
Did see how much I talked?
I liked it
too.
I
much
mean, I want Jeff. I want to bring out your inner Jeff Garland. I want you to feel as uninhibited as a straight cis white dude.
Say no more.
Jewish, please. Please don't stop being Jewish.
I want someone to be thinking, that is the most Jewish person I've ever met in my life.
I wish more. I've heard it both ways. Some people say I look Jewish. Mm-hmm. Some people say I sound Jewish. But some people say I'm like very goyish. Hmm. Some people say I'm like.
It's probably because you're not very hairy.
I'm not particularly hairy. I don't have curly hair.
True.
I do have a big nose, but.
But you got huge boobs. And that's a prereq.
That's a prereq, I think. I got what's called A moobs. AMAB boobs. AMAB boobies.
True. Boy boobs.
Boy boobs. They're, you know, they're more than some people have. Look, I've...
Boy boobs, girl nipples.
I've fucked chicks with smaller tits than this. I tell you what.
Cut. Cut that.
What, you don't like that?
I'm just kidding.
It's terrible.
Oh, my God.
We're wrapping up. Thank you to anyone who listened, even if it's just me later.
I'm accepting donations for used PSP that I'm buying this week. It's $80. My Venmo is J-Angel- I believe. From when I used
it. It says I believe at the end?
No. I believe.
It's like J-God is good.
Yeah. Honestly, J/get right with God. Just whoever has that. Fucking send them 20.
They deserve it because they're going to help you get right with God. Okay. That's the show. Please be on your best behavior. Okay. New sign off just dropped. Okay. All right.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.